Now listen to him. If you abide in me, now you're in Christ, abide there. Now you can break that fellowship. He told Simon Peter, and he washed his feet. Now here's a case of washing again. And he said to him, if I wash you not, why, you have no part. You'll have no fellowship with me. But if you abide in me and my words abide in you, that means to be obedient to him. And he's going to say some things here. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now that means to abide in Christ. And it means you'll have prayer effectual. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. And therefore, the whole purpose of this is to bring glory to God, not to just get your prayer answered for a selfish reason. Now he says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you, continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Now listen to him. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Now, the Lord wants us to have a good time. Oh, today, one of the fruits of the Spirit is to have joy in your life. I am mortally afraid of these super pious Christians today that find no humor, walk around piously with a Bible under their arm. Beware of them, my friend, because if you're a fruit-bearing Christian, you're going to have a whole lot of fun in this life, let me tell you. You're going to find fun in going to a Bible study. You're going to find fun in serving the Lord. You're going to find that it's the joy of your life to have fellowship with Christ. All these things are so wonderful and so important. Now listen to him. He says, this is my commandment. Ooh, we're getting down now to his commandments. What did he say? That ye love one another. Now, I think he's talking to believers here, is I've loved you. And the sad thing today is to see Christians in our churches tearing down and gossiping about one another. May I say to you, friends, the Spirit of God is not working in a church like that, and that is not a spiritual church. And many of these churches have had Bible teaching, and it reveals the fact that they've rejected the commandment of Christ. If ye love one another, as I've loved you. And that puts it on a pretty high plane, which brings it up to where only the Spirit of God can produce this in our lives. Now listen to him. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's the test. Now he says, ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Now, he laid down his life for us. He asks us to obey him. And he says we'll be his friends. He is our friend when he died for us. But we can't call him our friend unless we're keeping his commandments. And that's what he asks us to do. He really doesn't ask all of us to die for him. He hasn't asked me to do that yet. Someone asked Moody one time if he had dying grace, and he said no, he didn't, but he thought that when the time came, he would have it, and he did have it.